Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to the report.
Mike, it's always nice to see you.
Well, there's been some good news for the state this year in terms of revenues. I understand that there are surplus revenues that have been recorded by the Pennsylvania Department of Revenue, and it has sort of lifted the usual negative pall from over top of the budget process. But there's still a lot of concern that we not get carried away here and perhaps overdo it in terms of spending here in state government. What are some of your views on it? I know you sit on the House Finance Committee.
Mike, I'm incredibly impressed with how much better the revenues are than we expected. Our sales tax revenue and collections in totality are almost $800 million better than forecast. And as someone who spent an entire career of helping to keep companies and organizations out of bankruptcy, I always like to tell people that we've started to turn the ship, and I've been incredibly impressed with the Senate and House leadership. When I heard at a joint press conference, we talked about the excess revenues that are coming in. But it's not excess money, and that's probably the most important thing that we can possibly get across. We have approximately right now about 2 hours of emergency funds available in the rainy day fund. And so we really need to bolster that up. And I was very heartened at a meeting of the Financial Rescue Caucus where I talked with the Auditor General, Gene DiPasquale, where he agreed with us that we need to put a great deal of that surplus into the rainy day fund. The one thing I would always encourage people to be aware of, when you start to turn the ship around, which I believe we've started to turn it, it doesn't mean it's turned around and everything's okay. What it basically means is that we start need to attending to some of those issues that we have overlooked for the past 15, 20 years. I'll give you a perfect example. The Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission is in dire financial condition. We've been putting about $400 million a year out to help fund the state police because we have a lot of communities that have decided to stop having a police force, and they've been relying on the state police to do it, and that's been getting funded coming out of the Turnpike Commission. We have another issue with Medicare and Medicaid reimbursement rates that the state is bearing candidly the brunt of what the federal government has done to support the Affordable Care Act, and that's bankrupting some hospitals, and we need to start dealing with that because otherwise senior care is at risk. Our infrastructure is in dire straits, and our school districts are suffering significantly with combined losses in excess of $4 billion. So we need to make sure that we stay on top of that, recognize that it's time to put money into the rainy day fund, continue to be careful about the money that we're spending that the taxpayers have given to us, and make sure we can get ready for the next recession and start rebuilding the Commonwealth.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.